This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Did you hear what Rosenberg said?
I don't want to be Jake Tapper.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Derrick Henry and the Purple Birds.
That's right.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What happened?
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to ENN. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Chest to chest and nipple to nipple.
Good evening to Don. Well, see you next year, Don. Good evening to Michael.
Ghostface wins, hands down.
And good evening to Don.
It's March Madnups.
I knew you guys were going to get that. You're going to repurpose that. In my defense, though, March matchups is not a thing. But obviously BetMGM can't say March Madness, so they say March matchups. That does not roll off the tongue. But thank you guys for paying attention.
Can I ask you a question, Don?
Yes, please.
And maybe you're not equipped for this, and I should, you know, be asking it to like a Max Kellerman or something because it's about boxing. But you could be. Was there a baddest man on the planet? Was baddest man... Now, we know... I know Muhammad Ali always referred to himself as the baddest man. I'm the baddest. But was the term widely used baddest man on the planet pre-Mike Tyson?
No. Not that I can... Not that I can recall. Now, obviously, Tyson hit the scene when I was like 20. So I'd have to go back to my teens. No, it was actually less than 20. What was this for? Like, you're talking like 85, right?
Right, yeah. He started getting
so,
big.
You know,
86.
I'm 16 years old, 17 years old. I don't know who would have fit the bill.
Because I only know baddest man on the planet being Mike Tyson. And like Ariel Helwani, for example, he just posted, coming up tomorrow, one-on-one with the baddest man on the planet at Stipe Miocic. Stipe Miocic is a bad man, there's no doubt. But I retweeted and said, I don't see Mike Tyson here. So I just, are we just throwing it around to say whoever a big, bad heavyweight is
I guess
gets
so.
Baddest man on the planet?
I guess so. But it doesn't fit for some. Right?
Well, that's the thing. Stipe's personality, it does not fit at all. Like, it doesn't fit Tyson Fury's personality. It doesn't.
No.
You know, it's.
Or Lennox Lewis.
No, or Klitschko.
Yeah, like some guys, it just doesn't fit. Even Evander Holyfield. But for like Tyson, yes.
Well, since you just said that, it would be stupid now to go away from this and come back to it later. Story came out earlier today that members of Evander Holyfield's team have said that Iron Mike has rejected a $25 million guaranteed fight against Holyfield, which making it a trilogy, of course. It was going to be on May 29th at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. The two sides have been talking for months, and supposedly this thing fell apart. Quote, we thought this was a done deal, but it quickly fell apart when Tyson's people declined all offers. That's from Holyfield's manager, Chris Lawrence. We were negotiating in good faith all along, and it appears we just ended up wasting our time. Tyson posted something earlier in the week about not having a working relationship with Triller. I do not know if that is what happened here, but for $25 million, as much as Mike has said, this is not about money for him. He wants to do it for charity, for goodwill, etc. I would be shocked if he didn't want to do this. But, Don, maybe there's a possibility that Mike really did just want to kind of keep it fun. And once you take on a $25 million guaranteed fight for each fighter and at a stadium, it's now too serious, and maybe he mentally doesn't want to go there.
Yeah, because that's a lot of work, right? And yeah, I could totally see that.
I would understand. It's a different under him doing what he did with Roy Jones is different than a stadium with Evander Holyfield. I mean,
right. We
thought the Roy Jones thing was a big deal. Don, I don't care how old these guys are. If Tyson and Holyfield fight for the third time, the world's stopping that night. Like, it will happen.
Yeah, but it's too real. Even though it would not be, you know, for a belt and it would just be an exhibition, how is that not taken seriously? Now you got to train again. And that's, it sounds
it's
like
a lot
of money. It is a lot of money. Even to Mike Tyson, I'm sure it's a lot of money. But Maybe it's just that.
A lot going on in basketball. The Nets have now passed the Lakers as the title favorites at a lot of sports books. This comes after the news that LeBron James is going to miss a good amount of time with a high ankle sprain that looked like it could have been worse on. They've already been without Anthony Davis for over a month with a calf strain and tendonitis, which, who knows, I'm worried about the AD situation in the first place. Don, I take no issue with the Nets being the favorite. To me, at this point, they are the favorite.
Listen, the Lakers are the defending champions. But LeBron's getting older. AD's not available right now. I think he'll be ready, but you want to see how he looks when he comes back. And even with Davis, I still think the Nets are better. Forget the whole, it's got to give respect to the defending champions. All right, that's fine, but still it's hard to win back-to-back.
You know what's interesting, too?
Now, you want to get into Kyrie's availability. Let's face it, Kyrie's been a bit of a pain, and you know what? He's going to play every game in the postseason. All right, he's not going to mess around in the playoffs. Harden's been amazing.
Don, did you see the LeBron injury?
No.
It's one of those, it looks like one of those football plays when you know you see an injury and you see someone grabbing your leg, then they go to show the replay and you're waiting for the guy's ankle to get rolled up on. It's one of those. It's a player diving for a loose ball and rolls right up on his ankle. Don, go watch it. Just go on Twitter and search LeBron injury. It pops up right away from Hoop Central. If he's not LeBron James, if he's not the freak that is LeBron James who does the work that he does, tell me that's not out for the season when you watch it. It's the fact that it's a high ankle sprain is very, very good news for the Lakers. And there's also an interesting situation that could happen based on what's happening with Anthony Davis, LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Durant. If they all end up in the finals somehow, and the Lakers may not have a sure path anymore, we could get such a random combination of those five players. If you're a betting man, Andrew, don't you bet we don't see all five of those guys in the finals if it were to happen?
Say them one more time. LeBron, Kyrie, David, the three Nets and the two Lakers?
Yes. What are the odds all five would be playing in the finals based on what we've seen this year?
Well, look, right now nobody's injury is considered a season ender. And I wonder if the Nets are just being cautious with Durant. So I would still, if those teams are in the finals, I would still expect to see every one of those players. And I'd be bummed if they weren't.
Kyrie's not going to mess around in the playoffs. So really it just comes down to
Durant.
And I think they are being cautious with him. Because at the end of the day, as much as I think it'll be important to be the one seed and get home court advantage, because I think you're going to see, I would not be surprised that we are at least 50% capacity by the playoffs. All right? And if we're at that stage, that's going to mean something. But not at the expense of testing KD and having him get re-injured and not be ready for the playoffs. So I believe if the playoffs started tomorrow,
the Nets are all there.
Very good chance that he could be ready to play.
Well, if the playoffs started tomorrow, you'd have all the Nets and none of the Lakers. Kyrie Irving will not be with the Nets in their upcoming three-game road trip. He's dealing with a family matter. Shouts to Steve Urkel and Laura. This was announced earlier today. He's going to miss the Trailblazers, the Jazz, and Pistons. Two really good teams, and then the Pistons. So Kevin Durant, of course, has been out since February 13th. So the Jim Harden show continues this week. And we talked about this a bunch earlier. We have a lot to get to, so I don't want to spend too much time here. But, you know, no one wants to speculate on what Kyrie's situation is. But it is, here we are again. Now you really, let's just focus on this for now, Don. Man, what a great deal it was. I doubted that they needed to go get Harden. Boy, was that a brilliant piece of work by the Nets brass.
Oh, my God, yeah. Because what are we talking about now?
I mean, so either Durant would be forcing himself to play when he's not ready, or they would be now struggling to be 500 because they don't have KD and Kyrie's gone 30% of the time.
Are they the Knicks? Because you just described the Knicks, 500. Like, is that what they are? They're a 500 team trying to get anywhere between, like, 5th and trying not to fall to 11th?
It's possible. Now, you don't know if it changes and if there's no Harden, Kyrie's playing more. but or that maybe they pushed Durant. It's really hard to say. So that's why all I can say is, if you're a Nets fan, James Harden's your favorite player right now. He's the rock of this team.
Well, what he's doing is he's completely doing a 180 to how he got out of Houston. Because if somebody parachuted in, didn't pay attention to basketball, and you described what happened in Houston, you would think, how could he then become the man someplace else and play every game and be lights out? Like, it's crazy. But he obviously is a place he wants to be. And I know you want to move on to other things, but God, is that a get-out-of-jail-free card when you say personal matter? Right? Because now with everybody, people that want to attack Kyrie, now you can't because it's possible that somebody died or whatever. But, you know, with his history and the fact that it's his birthday this week, I mean, come on. So we have to do it, but God, that's what every player should do. I'm not playing for the next week. Personal reasons. You can't jump me because it's personal reasons. Let's see. Are we going to see pictures from some birthday party? What do you think? Social media.
I think that if that is what's happening, we will not see it.
But if we do, it pretty much sums it up, right?
It would be, to me, that starts to be a tough thing. Now, listen, ultimately, if his teammates are good for it, then it's fine. But as a fan, it starts to get like, okay, what am I watching here?
That's also a bit much, too. Well, his teammates are okay with it. Yeah, but, you know, you got to answer to more people than just your teammates. I mean, you're a public figure. There's a lot of people that are invested in that success.
But here's the thing. If you know, during a divorce or whatever the thing is that someone's going through, right, you miss your job, do you owe anyone an explanation for what that is?
Well, if that's the case, but if you're making it seem like it's that, but you just don't feel like playing to your birthday week.
But
no,
again,
of course, Peter, if there is something going on with his family, of course. But when has it been that or him just not wanting to play?
It's very, very, it's a very interesting fluid situation.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Speaking of which, 4 more lawsuits against Deshaun Watson. I saw the number is now up to 13. One says she was assaulted this month. So, Tony Busby, every day, more and more clients. Don, I was thinking earlier, how long does this go before you change your strategy if you're Deshaun Watson and start saying, I have a problem, I need to deal with it? You're gonna win all of these?
Well, that's where you have to assess with your people. If you really believe that, you know, you didn't do this, then I guess you fight, right? But then it comes to the point where, is it even worth fighting? Because as Mike Tannenbaum said, you know, if you buy your way out of this, it's just a civil suit, there'll be a general, you'll play. And it'll end up being okay. You're not going to jail. You know, you can always explain it away as like, these women were lying, but it just got to the point where I just had to get out from under. I don't know. Not knowing whether he did it or not, I don't know. That's going to be your game plan, right? If you did it, Peter, you better start
working on a way
to get out.
It's either you have a problem or at the very least, yeah, I have a thing with massage therapists, but this is all consensual. But that's a tough case to make. I mean, there's a lot of smoke here, guys. Let's move on to ENN. That's what this segment already is. Let's move on to Drop Madness.
Oh, the drops keep coming.
It's brought to you by Wendy's, where quality is our recipe. TMKS ESPN on Twitter. All right, let's get into it. Not a lot of upsets today. Things basically went as you would expect. I am very happy about this, Don. We'll start off in the Don region where the four seed easily advances.
I think I'm saying this right, Peter. Stench in Mamaroneck. You're on ESPN New York. How are you, sir?
Oh, hey, no, it's Bennett.
87-13 winner over the 13 seed.
The movie Hard Bodies, 1984.
We move over to the Michael region, where the 5 seed cruised. Lowe becomes the first player to hit two opposite.
It's not Lowe, it's Lowe.
A big win over the 12 seed.
Brandon, Minnesota.
Yes, that's how they say it.
Great
I
town.
I don't understand something. I really... State.
Let's stay in the Michael region where the 4 seed Ballard moves on.
How's Ballard Wallard? Is he feeling badly today?
It's really the badly today that takes it to a new place.
Yes.
78-22 winner over Sewers and Chevy Chase. Let's head over. Actually, we will stay here in the Michael region. The 5 seed in... Oh, no. This would be Don. I apologize. Responding to Michael. The 5 seed in the Don region.
Let me pin you right up against the wall with my hand in your throat.
Dear God, dear Shriot, it was so fabulous to drop you.
78-22 over the 12 seed.
The Michael K. Shart.
It didn't stand a chance.
I'm sad to say goodbye to the 4 seed in the Peter region, but the 13 seed advances.
I dove under him with the bag and caught the urine.
55-45 over the 4 seed.
So in the Washington game, you think that Young is going to chase Jones?
That's right. Oh, no.
Oh, no. What happened?
My 5 seed, me eating the head of the Bugs, 69-31 winner over Jake Tapper. Trey Wingo advances for his Tiger drop. 66.
Ooh, Tiger just hit it close on 10.
66-34 over Don struggling over the music at the Garden. And Joe from Staten Island, a 73-27 winner over Mr.
That's when men were men.
Mr. Unlimited. And did I miss a Don region there, Anthony? That's it. That's all of them. That's your Drop Madness update brought to you by Wendy's. That'll do it for ENN on this Monday evening.
Back with you again tomorrow. Yankees on Yes, Rangers on 98.7 ESPN New York.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.